ship didn't tell you?
Luke couldn't read Ben, which was unusual for him. He didn't seem overly skeptical, nor innocently inquiring. Ben was, Luke realized, in his gathering information mode. His time with the Galactic Alliance Guard had taught him the value of a methodical approach, one in which all evidence was considered. Ben was doing exactly that, asking questions, listening, and observing.
Some,
Vistara said.
But there were many other things that Ship thought were more important. The Sith have a varied and complex history, and Ship wished us to live in the present, not the past. We spent more time learning about how things are currently in the galaxy.
Like learning about me and Dad,
Ben said, again speaking in a calm, impartial voice, investigating.
Yes,
she answered, unruffled.
You would have done the same, would you not?
I suppose I would have.
All you really need to know about the Sith on Korriban is that we believe they haven't been there for some time, Luke said. The place has become a burial ground. It's more important for us to be aware of potential dangers we might encounter.
The burial ground aspect is itself a great danger,
Vistara said quietly.
The area will be strong with the dark side. And I'm told that things can be created with the dark side of the Force.
Luke nodded. That's true. The general catch-all term is demon.
Works for me,
Ben said. Luke could tell now that he was making his voice even with an effort. Ben had a close brush with such demons on Zios 2 years earlier. No doubt he was recalling those long days and nights as he spoke. There are other, less spectral dangers as well, though, Luke said. Both Ben and Vistara looked suitably solemn as Luke called up a hologram. The creature resembled a rancor. If rancors had sharp spines bristling down their backs and large tusks. This is a Tyrantitech, Luke said. They can be found in several places around the galaxy, but they originated on Korriban. Some say they are products of Sith alchemy. Others think they were simply rancors twisted with dark side energy. Regardless, they are aggressive and deadly. Those claws, he said, indicating the enormous three-fingered hands, and their tusks are poisonous. Since they like to live in caves and other places where dark side energy is strong, and since that's exactly where we'll be going, we might run across some. He touched another button. This time, the beast that appeared looked like a canine. Sort of. Its eyes were red and glowing, and its paws had sharp claws. A whip-like tail lashed as they watched it. This is a Tukata, Luke said, also known as a Sith Hound. They are guardians of the tombs.
Which, don't tell me, is exactly where we're going, said Ben.
Luke nodded. They also live on other worlds, but they originated here.
Sounds like Korriban exports a lot of things,
Vistara said.
I've seen one,
Jaina said. Her arms were folded across her chest as she regarded the beast.
On Yavin 4.
They're sentient, at least somewhat.
I've heard that it can understand the ancient Sith language.
In this case, it understood gratitude, at least. It left us alone after...
after Jason healed it.
There was an uncomfortable silence. Luke again thought what a tragedy that the young Jason Solo, with his great heart and gentle love of animals, had somehow, and inevitably so, become Darth Kitus. There were more things to beware. Most of them lurking in caves in or around the Valley of the Dark Lords. Bat-like Shyrax dwelled in the darkness of the caves. Reptiles thrived on this world. Clay-footed raids, also found on the desert world of Tatooine, lumbered the sands of the planet. The waters housed dark-side dragons, with the onomatopoeic name Hesis. And the sand was rife with pelco bugs. These insects were attracted to Force-sensitives, and their toxin produced a numbing effect that, depending on how many swarmed upon one, could paralyze.
Let's see, Ben recapped. Dark side demons and dragons, Sith hounds, mutated rancors, deadly bats, and paralyzing bugs. Sounds like business as usual.
Vistara gave them all a sudden grin, reached under her seat, and produced a small spray canister of Drock repellent.
We're ready for at least one of those creatures,
she said. and even Luke found himself smiling.